Ty Jacobs, founder of 361. You guys have done a very exciting transaction, which we're going to talk about in just a moment. But I can't get into that before asking you about your bet on South Africa. Seems to be working out pretty well.
Oh, thank you, Alec, and good afternoon, everybody. And yeah, it's nice to be sitting in this position when South African market has done exceptionally well. I know many of your followers often very anxious about being invested in South Africa, but it's nice to be in a year where the market is essentially up 40% in US dollars. So it's quite some kind of return for South Africans who obviously are invested.
Now, I remember at the BizNews conference last year, you were saying that you felt once we got rid of load shedding, there would be a real rebound factor. Now, we had that again at the investment conference last month, with people reiterating that. Is that still the big reason for the surge in South
Well,
African markets?
I think the big thing here is we've actually had a phenomenal run in precious metals. Obviously, both gold and PGMs as a late catch up. Obviously, we're the largest producers of PGMs in the world. We're not that big in gold anymore, but it has done substantially well for our market, given the fact that the components of those two have risen from a few percentage points a couple of years ago to now 25% of our CAPS WIX and almost a third of the MSCI Emerging Markets South Africa Index. So it's had big tailwinds for the South African equity market.
And have you guys at 361 been invested there in that
Yeah, we
part of the
have,
market?
obviously. It depends on which funds, but obviously in our benchmark Cognizant funds, like our SA equity funds, which is the large majority of assets we manage, we've had pretty big weightings there. So yes, we've had a very good year, and we've enjoyed the rise of the precious metals.
Now, it's lovely looking back, but everybody wants to look ahead. Right now, how are you positioned for the next 12 months?
Yeah, so I think we've been slightly reducing our position in precious metals. I think South African Inc. itself, banks, insurers, real estate, etc., really standing out on the cheaper side and got cheaper. And I think a lot of that has been passive flow linked as well. So we've seen a lot of money moving out of domestics and having to chase the index reweightings in precious metals, both from international investors and South African investors. And as a result, I think the sector has been neglected, especially SA Inc. And we've seen, dividend yields 2 weeks ago in the bank, some of them, reaching north of 10% with growth. So I think they're very cheap. We've been rotating a little bit back into SA Inc. And we feel that the gap is too wide, but it will obviously need some kind of global factors to work in our favor. I mean, maybe the resolution in Gaza, together with potential resolution in Russia, Ukraine, in our view, could lead to a slightly weaker gold price. So, but at the moment, everybody's using gold as a hedge against the US dollar. Things are a little bit erratic politically there. And I think there's a lot of safety in the world in gold. So, for now, we think both are okay, but we've seen a nice pickup in the last week, at least in the SA Inc. side of the South African market.
Now, Sy, you have done a very interesting, very innovative transaction. I wouldn't have expected anything less from you, but just explain to us a little bit of background and what this transaction entails. It is a way of empowering, and I presume something to do with BEE legislation, but just tell us your thinking here.
Yeah, so we have been, I mean, we've been considering BEE deals for, ever since the legislation came about. And we've looked at many deals over the last number of years. Like many of your people in your community, we weren't happy with doing a BEE deal that enriched a certain number of people or party. We wanted to do something that was really consistent with our ethos around South Africa and giving back. And we thought this initiative, specifically focused around tertiary education and educating the masses, was a really good initiative. And I'd known Teddy Blatcher for many years. He's someone that's not financially motivated. He has got various international awards for some of his acclaimed work in what he has done over the years. And we thought this was a great opportunity to give back and at the same time, obviously help sort out our BE rating. I mean, it will improve our credibility. We weren't under really any pressure to do anything, but you know, we just felt that this was the right deal to do, you know, for us at this stage of 361.
For many people who are looking at BEE as a have to do, would not go beyond, well, we got to get some black guys, and usually it's as usual suspects, and bring them in. What got you thinking that you could have something different to what the mainstream are focusing on?
Well, I think the whole idea of the BEE codes in our mind was if you're going to, you know, further South African people who were just previously disadvantaged and further something in their lives, and we had to do the kind of deal that genuinely was going to go to people and not to your usual suspects. So we were very specific on that, and we wanted a deal that didn't enrich anybody but gave to genuine benefits. And that's why we created this educational trust with Maharishi Group. You know, we invite everybody to go out and actually see the campus in the CBD of Johannesburg. It's quite something. And just see the amount of students that are enlisted there, the amount of people that have gone into subsequent jobs, creating their own incomes for themselves and their families. It really is extraordinary, and it is very widespread. So, you know, that's the type of initiative we were only interested in looking at. And luckily, Maharishi have got a phenomenal institution. I'm sure you'll hear from Darren just now, and he'll give you greater detail on exactly what they've done and how many years they've been doing it and what their aspirations are in that regard.
And it does qualify as if you had a usual suspects black shareholder.
It does, 100%. It does, yes.
And there's no doubt about that, because this is very important for other people who are looking at it and saying, oh, yeah, they don't like this idea of elite enrichment. They would like to find a way to really support South Africa. Perhaps we can follow what Sai's done.
Well, I mean, the Maharishi Institute is a non-profit organization. So, you know, that in itself qualifies under the various BE codes. So from that point of view, yeah, it does fit. And most importantly, it fits with the ethos of 361. So for us, you know, I've spent many a time at many of your conferences discussing how anti-BE many of us are. But I think if it's done the right way, you know, it can be massively stimulating to the entire economy and helpful to the masses who are unable to afford, you know, specifically tertiary education.
And are you expecting that it'll have a positive business impact? In other words, have you lost any deals or any portfolio investments with you because you were not compliant?
Well, I think, you know, we're not going to be a level one player, for example. So I think looking at, for example, government mandates, etc., I'm not sure, you know, that did come our way or will ever come our way. So it's not our intention to try and compete for those types of mandates. We're actually never been an asset gathering business anyway. So from our point of view, we're actually very happy with the amount of assets we have. And in fact, we still to this day actually turn some mandates away that don't fit our profile. So from that point of view, it's not really about an asset gathering exercise. We're comfortable. And this is more about, you know, giving back to communities. And I think that hopefully this deal will go a long way in doing that.
Well, let's bring Darren Cromer in now. He's from the Maharishi Institute. And Darren, we all know Taddy Blatcher. Well, I say we all. Certainly, Sai and I know him. How do you fit in with the Maharishi Institute?
Hi, Alec. I've been working with Taddy for 15 years. So I'm actually in corporate finance. I've been involved with M&A for 25 years. And I met Taddy 15 years ago when they were doing a small transaction with an advertising agency. And subsequently, we're trying to be building an endowment for the university by doing certain empowerment transactions through the two different trusts. And we run, and only recently we formalized an entity called MR Capital, which is strictly to go out and do BE transactions with businesses like 361, instead of, as you said, the normal suspects. And we have worked with some of those companies as well. And we have, over the years, done some really important empowerment transactions. We are the empowerment shareholder for Experian. We are the empowerment shareholder for Bright Insurance. We are the empowerment shareholder for Manpower, which is a Microsoft agency. So we have done a number of deals really under the radar over the last couple of years. We're also the empowerment shareholder for a media agency, a global media agency called Incubeta. And what we've also tried to do with all these companies is build smaller learning organizations within. For example, in Incubeta, we're busy with a digital academy. So it's much more than just being a passive empowerment partner. It's actually trying to be a economic business where the profits of our involvement or investments feed and more students and enable more education.
You heard what Sy said a moment ago, that it links with the ethos of 3614 South Africa. How would you see the two organizations fitting? Because this is 361 is a proper company, and it's a good slug of their equity that will be now in your endowment.
It's a game changer for the university. It's absolutely exciting. This is the biggest transaction we've done. This has been so important for us because we realize that, and we realize what Steve and Sy have given up for this future education. And we hope to make a contribution in some way or form in the future once we understand their business, if they want us to. And we want it to be a two-way partnership. So yes, it's an unbelievable transaction for us.
Explain how. How is it a game changer?
Well, first of all, because they are very active, obviously, in the asset management business. We don't have an investment in the asset management business. It's the size of their business that's important to us. Obviously, if the growth of this business happens in the future, there will be a substantial distribution to the university, which will feed a lot of education. And because it's a high-profile company, it does, like you said, and hopefully it will attract other bigger organizations to come talk to us about doing BE transactions with us.
So just tell us a little about CEDA, about the Maharishi Institute, what it is that you guys do. Again, I mentioned that clearly many of us do know Taddy and know the journey that he's been on, but there are just as many people who are absorbing this conversation who perhaps had never heard of you.
Exactly. It's actually incredible how many people don't know about MI and what it's done. And I think it would be amazing if someone like yourself could come to the city, to the campus, and actually see what's going on. So a couple of years back, Anglo America donated one of their main buildings, I think it's 44 on Main Street, to the university, and that's become the main campus. So we now educate, I think it's 2,800 tertiary kids. We've put through more than 22,000 kids through university, of which 96% of them have got jobs. I think the salary bill of those kids that are in work is exceeding $2 billion a year at the moment. And the present value of some calculation, I think you saw $80 billion in some number in that document. And I think that's Teddy's calculation of the future revenue or income that's going to be able to be earned by these kids. You know, he's very ambitious. There's a whole digital project that's in place. There's a football field that's been set up in the city. They're looking at a rugby field. Teddy's got a big ambition about converting the city to education town. So he's out there, and a lot more people are joining his race to try and convert poverty through education into something that South Africa really can benefit from. So we're really there supporting Teddy.
Impressive numbers. Sorry, Darren, very impressive numbers. But where do these kids come from?
They all come from an incredibly marginalized background. Families with no money. Some of them come off the street. Some of them don't even have a grade 8 or grade maths qualification. They come into the system. They learn to meditate. They learn to understand themselves. I think there's a lot of work done in the university on the individual, on the person, and on academic as well. But when you go there and meet them and see what's going on, you'll be blown away to see what's actually happening. And that's why people like myself and I guess Steve and Cy have got involved in these organizations, because we all want to give back to this country. We love our country. And there's a lot of other people, a lot of big organizations are doing the same thing, even though a lot of people don't know of us.
Well, I have been to the campus, not to the 44 Main Street one, but I have been to the previous campus that Investec, I think, gave you the building. And I do recall watching a TM session, Transcendental Meditation, which is something that I've been doing for many years as well. So I get why it's so powerful. But I need to know from Cy. I mean, do you do TM, Cy? Are you, because that's where the Maharishi kind of name comes from.
I know the background of it. Unfortunately, I don't, Alec. I'm sure I could learn a lot from it, but as yet, I haven't even tried it.
Well, I'm sure that you're going to be a rapid graduate once Darren and Taddy get you into their organization there. But perhaps you could tell us your exposure to the Maharishi Institute and basically what it was about what you saw there that made you feel this is the one we want to give 20%. Is it 20% of your equity?
It's effectively 22%. It's important. We're not giving it, obviously. It's a funded transaction. Obviously, we are actually doing the funding of it at a discounted valuation to what 361 is probably worth. So, you know, it's not a zero sum gain for myself and Steve, but it is on the basis that it's going to be more than paid for out of dividends and very profitable for the Maharishi Institute. What we liked about it was exactly that. It's a pure initiative. It's pure. It's not about Darren and Taddy making money for themselves. Taddy, who I've known for much longer than Darren, since my school days, was that person always not interested in being a financial success, but always interested in just giving back to communities and starting a free university 2 decades ago. So he's always been that person. Many other institutions have supported him before as well. They recognize the value. I think he was even recognized at the World Economic Forum 1 year. You know, he's a proper, unbelievable forward thinker with a heart bigger than any of ours. So from that point of view, we just thought this is the right type of deal for us to do. And, that's really all it is, to us.
It's an extraordinary story and one that is going to keep on giving into the future. I guess that from your side, Cy, that's your legacy in many ways. Whatever happens from here onwards with 361 to yourself and Stephen, the founders, you will continue to be helping kids of future generations of South Africa, South Africans, to get an education. It doesn't matter whether they come from a background with absolutely no income whatsoever from their family. It's all about merit, I presume.
Yes, 100%, Alec. And it's just about, having young kids with just who haven't had the ability to gain access to education, for us just all giving them the chance to really make a difference in their own lives and to support their families, indirect families, and just to continue helping this economy move forward, which, we feel that the government just hasn't done the right things, in respect of education.
Were you inspired by what Yanni Mouton has done with Cura?
Yeah, we were already far down the line on this deal. We've been speaking for a very long time, but I really like that initiative as well. That's kudos to him and his legacy, and that's a phenomenal deal as well. So I think it will also go a long way to helping many people.
Cy Jacobs is the co-founder of 361. Darren Kramer is with the Maharishi Institute, which runs the Cedar University, where kids can get into it without any requirements to fund, which removes a huge barrier to entry. And as you heard from him earlier, There's a 96% job rate amongst those who go through there. So it really is something that is helping to make South Africa better. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.